Now I feel I'm thriving. Possibilities are endless. I just enjoy myself. I enjoy my life. I enjoy the relationships in my life, my work, everything on a very, very different level.
83% of Americans identify as not very happy, which can hold you back and negatively affect your relationships and your business. On this podcast, we discuss the proven steps to happiness so you can restore balance and rekindle your joy.
Hello, happypreneurs, and welcome to another episode of How to Be Happier for Entrepreneurs. Super excited today, as I always am. I'm excited every day. I love every day. Today, we have on the show, Cami Noble. Cami, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Brad. How are you doing?
I'm awesome. Awesome. Thanks for coming on and spending your time with us. So we're going to jump right into the meat of this show because it's all about happiness, right? And you have spent nearly 40 years chasing happiness, and you apparently just found out the secret in the last year. What was it? Tell us what it was.
Bingo, it was you.
All right. Show's over. You?
That's it. It's a wrap. No, honestly, when we connected and I went through your coaching and your program, that was a secret. That's what ultimately shifted and made me pivot and have tremendous transformation in my life.
All right. So we need more. Tell us exactly what was it about my coaching or the plan that I gave you? Because look, I'm just the guide in this. You did all the hard work. I just presented a plan to you and you executed it perfectly, right?
Right.
Tell us about the plan and what was different from all the other stuff that you tried. We won't get into what you tried yet, but just tell us, how is it different?
It's different because it's a methodology, I guess, if you will, that taps into your subconscious mind, right? And that's where our subconscious mind dictates and controls what, like 95% almost of our behavior. And so like you went to the source, like we went to the source, and that's where we were able to shift things.
So what was it that was causing you the stress and the issues in your life?
I mean, everything. But you mean like stuff from childhood, right? Is that what you're saying? Like, kind of like
every problem begins with thinking, right? Every single human problem begins with thinking. If you have a problem, it's because of a thought that you have.
That's
so
right.
Tell us what was wrong with your thinking and how did we turn that around?
I just had, my thinking was negative. I was telling myself a lot of false stories, untruths, if you will, then led to false and unproductive behaviors. And yeah, I mean, I just was telling myself the wrong story. And that was just things that had been programmed in me since childhood that I just wasn't aware of. Like people talk about that all the time. Like it stems from childhood and you think, yeah. But it really does. It really, really, truly does. You just don't know what you don't know until you really dive into it.
Yeah. And the fascinating thing is you had a lot of behavior that you didn't like over the years, right? And you knew something was wrong, right? Because you came to me and you saw my post and you're like, I want what that guy has. Did you have any clue what was actually driving your behavior?
No. I just thought it was, this is just me, I think, right? Or I didn't really think about it. I just was like, this is me and I can't change it and I can't do anything about it. I've been doing this for almost 45 years, I guess, at the time. And yeah. Can't do anything about it. That was my, again, false belief.
Right. And that's what every single one of my clients I see is they have things in their life that doesn't work. They're in a bad marriage. They're overweight. They smoke or drink too much. They're depressed. They have anxiety. They have OCD. Just the list goes on and on and on, right? They're mad all the time. They're stressed, but they don't really know why. They know they want something different. And a lot of them are like, well, maybe this is all that I was meant to have. And life is just one big struggle. But is that the case, Cami?
It's not, but that's exactly, you just worded it so perfectly. That is what I thought and believed. And I just kind of gave up in a way. I was just like, well, this is just Cami's life. But no, sir, no how, no way. There is light at the end of the tunnel, like completely different life.
So Cami, you went through the program and part of the program includes a 2-hour hypnosis session. And that's where the real magic happened with you. So tell us, what was that experience like with the hypnosis?
Yeah, I will first say going into the hypnosis, I was a skeptic. I was that person that was like, you're not going to be able to get me into hypnosis. This doesn't work. I can't relax enough to get into hypnosis. There was a lot of resistance, right? And it'll be interesting to hear your side, but I definitely went into hypnosis and was just very relaxed and felt almost like a meditative state. And I literally came out of that 2-hour session a different person. I physically felt different. I emotionally felt different. It was like a light switch had flipped literally at the end of the session.
So I hear that over and over and over again with my clients. The one thing they say is, I feel lighter. I feel lighter. I feel freer. And that is because they are. And while I didn't do hypnosis with my transformation, I did something very similar where I got in a really deep, relaxed state. And it was a 3-hour session for me. And after 3 hours, it was the same exact thing. I came out of that Airbnb bedroom like a completely different human being. Like, I got my freedom. And how did I get my freedom? I realized that all of the problems that happened to me in childhood had nothing to do with me. It wasn't a reflection of me, but my little 6-year-old brain said that it was, and that there was something wrong with me. When I came out of that room and I was like, oh my God, you mean none of that stuff? There was nothing ever wrong with me. So I don't have to go prove anything to the world. That's when true freedom came. And I guess you had a similar feeling.
I did. No, absolutely. And that's a great way to say it. I felt like I walked into freedom and I realized that a lot of my, well, probably most of it, most of my thinking and my behaviors was coming from that child and that childhood trauma. And I was showing up in my adult life as that 6-year-old Cammy, and it wasn't working, right? And now I'm like, that's not me. That's not me. That's not who I am. And it works now. Life just works now.
Yeah. So the only way that we get true freedom as human beings, it doesn't come from winning the lottery. It doesn't come from getting a big signing bonus. It doesn't come from a yacht, a car, a vacation home, a spouse, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, right? It comes from self-love. That's the only way that you truly get freedom. And if you want to question that, look at all the people who have so much money, but kill themselves with drugs or alcohol or other substances.
That's right.
That's one of the keys to life, is to know that everything you ever needed to be happy with inside yourself,
yeah,
nothing outside of yourself will ever bring you happiness.
Yeah. I will say what's really interesting about that is that if you would have asked me all those years, Cammy, do you love yourself? I would have said, yeah, of course, right? Like, I take care of myself. I feed myself. I bathe. I've got a house. I've got a job. But people don't realize what they don't realize, right? And once you start to get into it and start to investigate and dive in a little bit, you realize your idea of self-love and what self-love are can often be very, very two different things.
Yeah. So I'm with you. So 3 years ago, if we were having this conversation and you said you love yourself, I'd have been like, of course I do, Cammy. I love myself. But I didn't. And it wasn't until I went through the transformation that I was able to look back at my results in life and see that I didn't love myself. So I'm thinking, how many other people are hearing this? And they're like, well, I love myself. Life isn't perfect, but I love myself. And if you don't know that you lack self-love, all change begins with awareness, right? So I developed this quiz that you've taken at Cammy. It takes all of about 3 minutes. It's 12 questions. If you go to bradchandler.com/love, you can take this quiz and you can tell if you have extreme self-love. And if you do, I bet your life honestly is amazing. I bet your relationships are amazing. I bet your health is amazing. If you have mild self-love or lack of self-love, don't be worried or depressed about that. Be just the opposite. Know that if you do score one of those in those lower two levels, that your life can change profoundly for the better. You're looking at two people right here that can be a testament to that. Like, we lack self-love. And how did we get self-love? We went back to the source, as Cammy said. We figured out the story about ourselves and we retold ourselves, guess what? The truth. For years and years and years, we lived in the untruth. And you really can't suffer in this world if you live in the truth. The truth shall set you free is so, so, so important. So, Cammy, tell us, what was life like before this transformation?
I just was repeating patterns. I was just stagnant, right? I wasn't happy. I wasn't moving the needle forward in any areas of my life, business-wise, financially, relationship-wise. Like I said, I think I had settled because I really was telling myself at the time that this is as good as it gets. This is as good as it gets. And I just was stuck. I just was not where I wanted to be.
What did you not have in your life that you were searching for?
I think like just freedom in so many aspects, right? I mean, I wasn't where I wanted to be financially, business-wise. I wasn't where I wanted to be relationship-wise, and something was lacking. at the time, put my finger on what it was.
And I know you've told me this before, that you've been a kind of a lifelong study of self-improvement, right? So it's not like you just woke up when you saw my videos a year ago and started doing self-improvement. You've been doing it for years and decades, right?
I always say I'm a serial entrepreneur and I'm a serial self-development person. So absolutely, yes.
So share with us, what did you try to find that happiness that you were searching for up until a couple months ago?
So I tried all types of different therapy, talk therapy, traditional type of counseling therapies, different types of life coaches, Tony Robbins. I think I've done most all of his work in his events and programs, and just different things like that, online programs, a lot of buy this, read this book, and your life will forever change. Like, I bought into all of that, all of it.
Did you ever do relationship counseling by chance?
I did types of relationship counseling. Yep.
If you look back at all the years you spent on Tony Robbins events and all these different seminars and books and counseling and therapy and talk therapy that you went to, how much time do you think you invested in all that stuff?
I mean, I invested a lot of time, probably months of my life, not to include all the dollars I spent, all the money that was spent on that, right?
So thousands of hours, hundreds of hours?
I would say so. Probably thousands, honestly.
Thousands of dollars
and thousands of dollars.
Yeah, tens of thousands of dollars. So tens of thousands of dollars and thousand plus hours spent over the last 20, 30 years. You're a self-development junkie. I mean, almost, right? So a serial, like you said, self-development person.
Yep.
But yet you still struggled with happiness. And you're not the only client that I've heard say that. Like, many clients have been like, I tried everything. I tried everything, and nothing worked until I found your system. Why didn't all that stuff work? Because Tony Robbins, like, dude, I love that guy. Like, I followed him for years too. He's amazing. Yeah. What was it about all of those programs that didn't work?
I think that, and Tony is amazing, right? There's like, he's got a lot of great things out there, but much like all the other programs and the other counselors or coaches that I worked with, it just scratches the surface, right? It doesn't get to the source. It's like treating a symptom, but not treating the actual issue or the actual cause. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's really that simple.
Yeah. So thousands of these people, and again, this is no knock on Tony because I love Tony Robbins, but thousands of these, tens of thousands of people, maybe hundreds of thousands go every year to these events that he puts on. And I've never been, but I've seen them plenty of times through videos. And I know you've been quite a few times. And I hear the energy is amazing. And I hear he talks people out of suicide. And the room is just a buzz. And everyone's like, I'm going back. My life is going to be so different. My relationships are going to be different. And then Monday comes, Tuesday comes, and they're right back to the same person they are. And they look around, they're like, well, what happened the weekend in Tony? And is that what you experienced?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of great things. And I'm still a huge Tony Robbins fan. A lot of great things out of it. But if you are looking to really have some serious transformation in your life and be a different person and show up a different way, you're only going to get that by going to the source and tapping into your subconscious and working from there, really working from the inside out.
Right. And that's what we did in your session with the hypnosis, right? We tapped into the subconscious mind, which knows all of the source of your problems. And it controls 95% of your behavior. And so many of these other techniques don't work so well. And some of them do, and they work for some people great. But overall, they don't, because like you said, they focus on the symptoms and they focus on like surface level conscious mind thinking. But we don't wake up and say, I'm no good, so I'm going to go do this, this, and this. We just do it because our conscious behavior is driving us.
That's right.
So since going through this transformation and working with me, how has your life changed?
I mean, it's endless shifts. I mean, I went from like having a not positive relationship with alcohol to no longer, I'm just not a drinker anymore. It's just not who I am. I have lost to date 39 pounds.
Yay.
Yeah. Ring the bell. That's right. Just the shift with, so the lifestyle with the eating, the health, the wellness. I show up so differently. I like can honestly say for the first time in my life, I actually do love myself. I really, truly love myself.
Yay.
And that just spills over to every area, right? I just don't have those limiting beliefs anymore. They're just not there. Now, some days are better than others, of course. Sometimes, like, I'm not having a great day, but I snap out of it so much faster and so much easier because I know where it's coming from. And I'm able to just shift that thinking back to the truth, which is I'm okay. I'm enough. I'm lovable and I'm capable.
And before you didn't believe that, at least your subconscious mind didn't believe it, right?
Right. Oh, I can completely look back and see there was no self-love. I think like a great way to explain it is I was surviving. I was just surviving. I was just getting by, right? Now I feel like I'm thriving. Like possibilities are endless. I just enjoy myself. I enjoy my life. I enjoy the relationships in my life, my work, everything on a very, very different level.
Do you feel like things just are falling in place for you now?
I do. I feel like just I am who I've always meant to be, right? Yeah. I'm just like the self-love and the self-respect and self-honor I have now and realizing like all the thinking and all the behaviors that I've had throughout my adult life came from the childhood trauma, if you will. And that's no longer me. I'm not there. I'm not that six-year-old. I have control of my life. I have control of my mind and my thoughts now, which just dictates everything.
So let's talk a little bit about the weight loss and congratulations, because 39 pounds is a lot of weight. I mean, you must feel completely different. That's like when I had a big dog as a kid, we used to go by 20 pounds. I can remember how heavy they were, right? So you basically took 220 pounds and just threw them off your body. So do you feel like completely different? Does the morning feel get better? Does the whole day feel different?
I mean, everything feels different. You're right. I have a dog that weighs 41 pounds and he's hard to pick up. And I thought to myself often, how did I carry this around?
Yeah.
It's literally like a weight off your shoulders, right? It's everything changes. I mean, my sleep, my skin, my energy levels, just confidence, everything. Absolutely.
Here's the thing about weight that you're proving that's so amazing is people hear these weight loss commercials and diet and exercise programs. Do you know how many new diets come out every year? And do you know that 98% of them are all failures? And why is that? Because weight has nothing to do with diet and exercise. And let me finish, because people are like, what are you talking about? You don't know. No, no, no. If you really want to lose weight, drop the weight and keep it off, it is a mental thing. It doesn't have to do with diet and exercise, because if it did, all of these diets would work, right? There's a gym at every corner. Most people can now, you can join Planet Fitness for $19 or something.
That's right.
So they don't work, right? Do you want to talk a little bit about how the mental part plays into the weight loss and weight gain thing?
It just makes all the difference. And you're right. I used to be a gym owner. I owned a handful of gyms and I would watch all of my members yo-yo.
Yeah, yo-yo.
Lose a few, gain a few, lose a few, yeah. Gain a few. And they were at a loss and kind of I was at a loss too. I'm like, I don't understand why this is not. I wish I knew what I knew now, right? Because it's really about the self-love and the self-talk that we have with ourselves that impacts everything. I mean, if you're sitting on your couch eating pints of ice cream and potato chips regularly and you're not moving your body, that's not self-love.
Yeah. So no jokes aside, if you imagine opening a gym now where everyone who came through the door, you could take an intake form and say, have you yo-yoed? Here's the reason that you yo-yoed. So I've had a couple of close friends drop a lot of weight recently. And I tell them just what I told you. I go, Cammy, amazing. I'm so proud of you. But I have to ask you a question. I saw this meme today that said, good friends talk shit to your face and say good things behind your back. So what I say as a good friend is I say, hey, congratulations for losing all that weight. But let me ask you a question. Did you figure out the cause of what caused you to put all that weight on in the first place? Because if you didn't, guess where that weight is going to come back? It's going to come back.
Yeah.
So you now have found the source of why you had that. And the source is, you want to tell the source?
Just the childhood trauma and just the stories, the false stories, the false narrative that I was feeding my mind that was creating my thoughts and then would just trickle down to me not eating well, overeating, binge eating, not exercising regularly, and then just alcohol, just all of that.
It was tied to your emotions.
It was completely tied to my emotions. Yeah, absolutely. How I was thinking and feeling dictated what I did.
Your emotions begin with your thoughts, right?
That's right.
So back to every single problem you have in this world is created by a thought. And our thoughts mm-hmm. are flawed by, you keep using the word trauma. I've since stopped using that because so many people are like, wait, I didn't have trauma. what you went through, Cammy, most people would classify as that's not trauma.
That's right.
But it is trauma. When you have a mother that drinks, when you have a mother that's not always there, that's traumatic. So I started using the word programming. But yeah, so as a kid, when things get really rough, adults go out and blow off steam by going to the bar and having a drink or going and smoking a joint or something, right? Can a kid do that? No. What can a kid do to cope with emotional pain?
Eat.
There's food in almost every refrigerator in the world, right?
Yeah.
So we as adults, until you do the work, we're these little children stuck in adult bodies. So
yes.
If you're 4 years old and 6 years old and you're going to the refrigerator to make yourself feel better because you feel unwanted or your dad hit you or your dad made fun of you or whatever your stress was, you use food to cope. That's when your brain was being formed. So at 46 years old, when you have a bad day, you come home and eat a bunch of ice cream and drink a couple glasses of wine. Like, it's connected. So
yes,
I have complete faith that I don't know what your weight goals are, if you have more to go, but you're going to hit those and you're going to keep them off because now you have love for your body.
Yes.
It was probably a vicious cycle where you'd feel bad. So you put on weight and you just be like, you're proving yourself the whole point. Like, see, you're right. You are just nothing but a whatever you called yourself, right?
Yeah.
It was just like a spiral downhill from there.
Yeah, that's a great point. I used to do that spiral, drink, get down on myself. Then again, well, you just did it, so you might as well do it again and get up and do it the next day. But now it's like, no, okay, you had that piece of cake. It was your birthday. You're allowed to. Now just get right back to it. It's a very different, you're coming from a very different space. And that's a really good point, Brad. I think that's really important for people to hear about the trauma. Like, I keep using that. I wasn't abused physically, sexually, none of that. It was more emotional disconnect, right, with my parents that I'm referring to as the trauma. So I think that's really, really important to hear, because I would have looked back and said to you previously before our coaching, no, my childhood was fine. I had everything I could ever want for. And that's true in many ways, except there was emotional disconnect there that really was what triggered things and got me into some unhealthy behaviors and patterns and thinking.
Yep. 95 out of 100 of my clients, when I asked them on the intake form, did they have a happy childhood? The answer is yes. And if they had a happy childhood, they wouldn't be talking to me. So 15 or 20 minutes in, we realized they didn't have a happy childhood. What people have to understand is, as Dr. Gabor Mate says, is there's little T trauma and there's big T trauma. Big T trauma is the sexual molestation, the sexual abuse, the beatings, the physical abuse, like bad stuff, really bad stuff. Well, it's all bad, but the really bad stuff is big T trauma. The little T trauma could be what you talked about. A mother that just wasn't quite emotionally available, a mother that you couldn't always count on. She loved you and she was very nice most of the time. I have someone in my life now who, when I met them, was like, no, my childhood was great. My parents were great. They loved me. And over the work in the last 6 months, she has realized that there was a disconnection. It was almost like her parents were roommates. They weren't mean. They didn't yell at her. They didn't hit her. But there was this disconnection. And from that disconnection, that little childhood mind, what do you think it said? It said, wait, why don't they love me? Why am I not getting what I want? Oh, there must be something wrong with me. She never woke up and said any part of her life, oh, I'm crap on this. But if you look at her behaviors and her results, they were all driven back to that lack of connection. So if you are struggling in your life with whatever you're struggling with weight, with a shitty marriage, with a business that's going sideways or is always up and down, drinking too much, OCD, anxiety, depression, all of it can be traced back to unmet childhood needs. One of my greatest, most viewed videos ever done was me quoting Gabor Mate, where he says, there's only one story in everyone's life, and that is we had needs, they weren't met, and we developed coping mechanisms for those needs. So your coping mechanisms was eating and drinking. My coping mechanisms were marijuana and alcohol. I started drinking when I was 10 years old.
Yeah.
So that's the story of everything. So many people are stuck and they're like, I don't understand why all these things happen to me. Why do I keep marrying these guys or getting with these girls and the relationship just sucks? Like, what is that?
Yeah.
It's all from this childhood programming that you receive. So if you want to fix anything in your life, you've got to start with your thinking. And to figure out why you're thinking wrong, you've got to go to the source, which happens somewhere between the age of birth and 10 years old.
Yeah. No, absolutely. That's a great point. And from all of those childhood needs that were not met, right? How that can often show up in adulthood, how it did for me too, is that as adults, and this is just as human beings, we will compromise on our values every day to meet our needs. And it's like this going opposite directions. I never understood that. I had certain values and standards. I would just go against them and do the exact opposite. And I never could understand why. It didn't make sense to me.
Yeah, it's really crazy how our subconscious mind will go and pair us with someone who created the traumas for us in the first place.
Oh my gosh, I've dated my mother my entire adult life. I'm looking forward to dating my father now. But it's true.
And I married my father for sure. My father. Now, if someone would have said, hey, Brad, I'm going to give you $1 million, go out and marry your father, I've been like, I have no idea how to do it. And that's why I think the subconscious mind can process like millions of data bits a second, where the conscious mind can only process like 30 or 40. Your subconscious mind rules you, but you don't even know it. That's the crazy thing. That's why getting back to talk therapy and marriage counseling, why it doesn't work for the most part is because it's focused on the subconscious mind, which is only controlling a little smidgen of your life.
So true.
So Cammie, amazing progress. How do you envision your life going forward now, as opposed to a year ago? Like, what's the future look like for you?
I mean, what's different is that I don't have the fears I used to have and the anxieties I used to have. I have a sense of freedom and possibilities now that was never there before. And it's not like what happened in childhood is erased and it's gone, but it's like it's over there in the corner. And there's like this safe shield from it now, right? That doesn't impact me and doesn't control me.
Awesome.
So it's just like the only thing I wish is that I would have found this work 30 years ago. Right?
Better late than never. So what are you going to do now? What are your plans?
Yeah. So now, because of this work, I have realized it's a passion of mine and I just want to give back and show other people this too can happen for you. And so I'm getting myself certified in this work so I can just kind of pay it forward and just help other people like I was helped.
And that is what's it called?
Rapid Transformational Therapy.
Yeah, it speaks for itself, right? Were you rapidly transformed?
I was rapidly transformed. I mean, it literally happened in that session. And like, if you would have told me this before, I said, that's hokey. How's that going to happen? How's your life going to transform? And it does. It literally does. Things shift and you come out a different person with a different perspective and a different way of being. And life is just like, life will never be the same. Tony Robbins says life will never be the same.
It won't. Life is so beautiful and it just keeps getting better and better each day, doesn't it?
It absolutely does.
So awesome, awesome stuff. So a couple things you mentioned earlier and then we're going to wrap. Actually, no, what you mentioned is you mentioned that you have been a self-development junkie for years. Well, most entrepreneurs are hard chargers. They're always trying to improve. Attract a lot of entrepreneurs. And I hear that so many times that they tried so many stuff. So anyway, I created a private Facebook group called How to Be Happier for Entrepreneurs. If you guys want to join, I'll let you in within a couple of minutes. It's bradchandler.com/Facebook. You got to be an entrepreneur. You've got to want to be happier. I plan to touch a million people's lives in the next 60 years that I'm on this planet. I'm going to live to be 110. I'm manifesting that. So if you want to be one of the happypreneurs and join our community, just hop over to bradchandler.com/Facebook. And join our amazing community. I know, Cammie, you're in there and you enjoy it and our participants. So thank you for that. If you like the program, if you like the show, please rate it and share it and do whatever all the good stuff is out there. And Cammie, thank you so much for being on the show and participating. That was awesome.
Yes. Thank you for having me. It was my pleasure. I'm very honored for the opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Until next time. Love heals all. Take care, guys. Love you.
Hit subscribe if you don't want to miss out on more life-changing content. And if you're struggling, you don't have to. Go to bradchandler.com/contact. There, you can join the Facebook community of like-minded entrepreneurs, and you'll see a button to schedule your freedom and happiness call. See you on the next episode.